Hello, visionaries and venture virtuosos. Welcome to Opportunity Knocks, Will You Answer? A thrilling exploration into the heart of seizing business opportunities. I'm sharing your navigator through the vast seas of potential that lie within and beyond your current business horizons. As Helen Keller wisely said, when one door of happiness closes, another opens. But often we look so long at the closed door that we do not see the one which has been opened for us. In the realm of business, opportunities are those open doors. And today we're going to learn not just to see them, but to fling them wide open and stride through them confidently. Let's look at identifying opportunities. In the bustling marketplace of ideas, spotting the next big opportunity requires a blend of intuition, insight, and a dash of nerviness. We're going to look at three primary drivers of opportunities: spotting trends, listening to customers, and finally, networking and partnerships. So let's dive into each of these three drivers in more detail. To navigate the ever-changing seas of the marketplace, an entrepreneur must possess the keen eye of a trend spotter. The skill isn't just about keeping up. It's about predicting, preparing, and positioning yourself where the market will be, not where it has been. This involves staying informed about industry news, emerging technologies, and global market shifts. Use this knowledge to anticipate future demands. Dive into market research, consumer reports, and even social media trends to gather actionable insights. Tools like Google Trends can offer a glimpse into what's gaining traction. Use the information that you've gathered to think outside the box. How can these trends be leveraged to solve new or existing problems in unique ways? Your customers are more than buyers. They're your navigators. Their feedback is the compass that points to uncharted territories of need and desire. Missed needs are hidden opportunities. Engaging with your customers can reveal direct feedback, whether through surveys, social media interactions, or customer service, can highlight needs that haven't been adequately addressed by the current market offerings. And even satisfied customers have insights on how your product or service could evolve. This feedback is invaluable for iteration and staying ahead of competitors. Sometimes customers use products in ways not initially anticipated. These scenarios can open new avenues for product development and marketing strategies. The journey to opportunity is rarely a solo venture. It's the alliances, the partnerships, and the joint ventures formed along the way that often reveal paths to new treasures. Effective networking and strategic partnerships can be game changers. Collaborations allow businesses to pool resources, knowledge, and networks, creating synergies that can tackle bigger opportunities than any could alone. Partnerships with established players can offer access to new markets, technologies, and expertise, accelerating growth and innovation. Strong networks create ecosystems of support where businesses can find mentors, investors, collaborators, and even future talent. Engage in industry events, online forums, and professional groups to build these connections. By mastering these facets of opportunity identification, trend spotting, listening to customers, and networking, you can position yourself not just to respond to the market, but to lead it. Each of these areas require a proactive approach, an open mind, and the willingness to take calculated risks based on informed insights. Keep honing these skills, and when opportunity knocks, you'll be ready to answer with confidence. Let's move on now to evaluating opportunities. Not all that glitters is gold, and not every opportunity is worth the chase. It's time to don your analyst hat. We're breaking down how to assess an opportunity's viability, potential ROI, and how it fits into the grand tapestry of your business model. Every opportunity must undergo the litmus test of alignment. Does it serve your long-term vision, or is it merely a distraction dressed in opportunity's clothing? And finally, courage in business is not the absence of fear, but the mastery of risk assessment. Learn to weigh the potential risks against the glittering rewards. Before diving headfirst into new ventures, thorough evaluation of their viability is crucial. This step ensures you're not just chasing after mirages, but solid gold opportunities. Consider the following. Assess the current and future demand for the product or service. Is it a fleeting trend or a stable growing market? Understand who else is playing in this space. Can you offer something better, cheaper, or more efficiently? What's your unique value proposition? Crunch the numbers, consider startup costs, ongoing expenses, potential revenue, and how long it's going to take you to break even. You want to use realistic projections to gauge financial viability. And finally, identify what resources, human, technological, and financial, you're going to need to capitalize on this opportunity. Assess whether you can access these resources without overstretching. Now, every shiny new opportunity should be measured against your business's core goals and values. Alignment is key to maintaining a cohesive strategic direction. Does the opportunity help fulfill your business's mission? Will it bring you closer to your vision or lead you on a detour? Evaluate how the opportunity fits within your current business strategy. Consider if it complements your existing products or services, or if it requires a pivot that could dilute your brand or confuse your customers. You also want to think beyond immediate gains. How does this opportunity affect your business in the long term? Does it open doors for future growth, or does it potentially box you into a corner? Now let's look at risk. Risk is an inherent part of business, but not all risks are worth taking. A calculated approach to risk assessment allows you to make informed decisions. You want to list potential risks involved with pursuing the opportunity. These could range from financial loss and resource allocation to market acceptance and regulatory challenges. And then for each identified risk, develop strategies to mitigate them. This could include contingency plans, insurance, or setting aside a financial buffer. You'll want to weigh the potential rewards against the risks. High-risk opportunities might offer high rewards, but ensure that the potential outcome justifies the risks. Consider both best-case and worst-case scenarios. And finally, reflect on your businesses and your own risk tolerance. How much risk can you comfortably take on without jeopardizing your business? Assess your capacity to handle potential setbacks. Evaluating opportunities with a critical eye ensures that you invest your time, energy, and resources into ventures that are not only promising, but also align with your broader business strategy and goals. By conducting thorough viability assessments, ensuring alignment with business goals, and mastering risk assessment, you position your business to seize opportunities that are truly golden. Now let's move on to preparing to seize opportunities. As we transition from evaluating to action, it's crucial to remember that the readiness and agility of your operations can often dictate the success of seizing new opportunities. Let's delve into how you can prepare your business to not just encounter opportunities, but to grasp them firmly and make the most out of them. Opportunity doesn't wait for anyone, and readiness is the key to capture. We'll cover resource allocation, flexibility and agility, and building a supportive team. In the quest for opportunity, your resources are your best allies. Ensuring that they're allocated wisely means you're always battle ready. Here's how to keep your arsenal sharp. First, you want to prioritize tasks and projects that align with seizing identified opportunities. This might mean delegating or postponing less critical activities. You want to maintain a reserve fund or a flexible budget allocation for new initiatives. This ensures that you can invest in opportunities without crippling your cash flow. And finally, identify key team members who can lead or support the exploration of new opportunities. Consider cross-training staff to increase versatility and cover more ground without increasing headcount. The only constant in business is change, and your ability to respond to it with speed and smarts can set you apart. Here's how to cultivate this agility. First, you want to embrace a growth mindset. Encourage yourself and your team to view challenges as learning opportunities. This mindset fosters a culture of innovation and quick adaptation. Next, streamline decision-making. Develop a framework for quick decision-making that involves key stakeholders without getting bogged down in bureaucracy. And finally, stay informed. You want to keep abreast of industry trends and market shifts. Regularly review and adjust your strategies to remain relevant and responsive. The strength of your team is a critical determinant of your ability to seize opportunities. A well-prepared team is like a well-oiled machine, ready to spring into action. Achieving this requires clear communication. Ensure that your team understands the business's goals, the role of new opportunities in achieving them, and how they can contribute to this vision. Next, empowerment. Empower employees with the authority to make decisions and take actions that align with seizing opportunities. This reduces bottlenecks and it accelerates implementation. And finally, recognition and reward. Motivate your team by recognizing and rewarding proactive behavior and successful outcomes. This encourages a proactive, opportunity-seeking culture within your organization. With your resources aligned, your operations nimble, and your team empowered and ready, you're not just waiting for opportunity, you're actively inviting it into your business. Preparing to seize opportunities is about creating a state of readiness that permeates every aspect of your business, making the leap from readiness to action seamless and effective. As we move forward, remember that this preparation is the foundation upon which successful opportunity capture is built. With these strategies in place, you're not just ready for the next opportunity, you're actively shaping the landscape to create them. Now let's look at seizing the actual opportunity. As we pivot from preparation to action, let's keep in mind that seizing an opportunity is both an art and a science. It requires a blend of boldness and strategic foresight, akin to a captain navigating through the open seas, guided by the stars and driven by the wind. Let's explore how to make the leap from readiness to triumph. We'll be looking at taking calculated risks, implementation planning, and finally, leveraging momentum. The essence of entrepreneurship is the ability to take calculated risks. It's about making informed decisions with a clear understanding of the potential downsides and the upsides. Here's how to master this delicate balance. Before diving in, weigh the potential benefits against the risks. Use data and insights gathered during your evaluation phase to make an informed decision. Hope for the best, but plan for the worst. Have contingency plans in place, and that will give you the confidence to move forward, knowing you're prepared for possible setbacks. Sometimes data and analysis can only take you so far. Trust your gut when it aligns with your strategic goals and insights. Remember, the greatest achievements often come from stepping out of your comfort zone. Every successful venture begins with a robust plan. Transforming opportunity into reality requires meticulous planning from the broad strokes down to the nitty-gritty details. Start with a clear vision of what success looks like. What are the specific outcomes you're aiming for? Establish SMART goals to guide your journey. Create a step-by-step action plan, identifying key milestones, assign responsibilities, and set timelines. Breaking down the plan into manageable tasks will make the goal a lot less daunting and more achievable. And finally, ensure you have allocated the necessary resources, via time, money, or manpower, to each phase of your plan. This alignment is crucial for smooth execution. The initial success of seizing an opportunity can create a powerful momentum. The challenge and opportunity lie in maintaining and amplifying this forward motion. You want to recognize and celebrate initial successes. This not only boosts morale, but also reinforces the belief in the chosen path. Use early outcomes as feedback. Be prepared to adapt your approach based on what's working and what isn't. This flexibility can turn good results into great ones. And finally, share your successes with your network, stakeholders, and customers. Positive momentum can attract more opportunities, partnerships, and talent to your venture. With the courage to take calculated risks, a detailed plan for implementation, and strategies to leverage momentum, you're not just seizing opportunities, you're setting the stage for ongoing success and growth. This proactive approach ensures that each opportunity not only brings immediate benefits, but also contributes to the long-term success and expansion of your business. I want to share with you a real-world example that's going to showcase the practical application of everything we've discussed, distilled into actionable insights and strategies for your own journey. Now, most of you have probably heard of the team collaboration giant Slack, but what you may not know is how the company developed from the founder spotting an opportunity. Slack, founded by Stuart Butterfield, is a prime example of pivoting to seize an unexpected opportunity. Originally a tool developed for internal communication within Butterfield's gaming company, TinySpec, Slack was launched to the public in 2013 and quickly became a leading platform for team collaboration. Let's look at seizing the opportunity here. First, calculated risk. Recognizing the broader application and potential of their internal tool, the team decided to pivot the company's focus from gaming to business communications in a very highly competitive space. Next, implementation planning. The Slack team refined their platform, focusing on ease of use, integration capabilities, and a freemium model that encouraged adoption by teams of all sizes. They listened closely to user feedback to iterate quickly and effectively meet market needs. And finally, leveraging momentum. By fostering a community of early adopters and leveraging word of mouth, Slack built significant momentum. They continued to innovate by adding more integrations and features, which kept users engaged, and it attracted new ones. So the outcome of this is what's really fascinating. Slack's strategic pivot and execution led to its rapid adoption by companies worldwide, ultimately resulting in its acquisition by Salesforce for $27.7 billion in 2020. That was only 7 years later. Slack's journey from a gaming company's side project to a fundamental tool in modern workplaces exemplifies how flexibility, responsiveness to user needs, and strategic growth planning can unlock extraordinary opportunities. As we wrap up Opportunity Knocks, Will You Answer? Let's remember the world is brimming with potential, waiting for the bold to claim it. Embrace the mindset of perpetual readiness, eyes wide open to the knocks of opportunity. Your next big break could be just around the corner, hopping away. Are you going to answer? Now grab the worksheet provided. It's your map to identifying, evaluating, and seizing the opportunities that await. Dive in and let's turn possibilities into realities.